Sophie Zimmerman spent 15 years in Juneau. She worked for the state and later the local bowling alley's cafe. And the weather? She got used to it.
It was just part of your day, kind of like turning on the radio or, you know, getting up and making coffee. The rain was there every day almost.
But eventually, she headed back to her home state of Texas with her husband, Watley Langham, and son, Josh. They settled in Houston.
Here, we don't get very much rain. Mostly we have drought condition.
They've seen some storms before and even had a little flooding in the lower part of their house. But it was nothing like Hurricane Harvey brought.
Well, I was expecting to get water up to our baseboards, but I wasn't expecting to get 13 1/4 inches of water in the house.
And what were your thoughts when you realized it was going to be significant?
Well, actually, by that time, it was resignation. But really thinking about how we were going to clean up the mess.
To be clear, Zimmerman knows she and her husband came out pretty well, compared with what many other Texans and Louisianans face. They'll have to replace flooring and wallboard, plus things they couldn't get high enough above the floor in time. But they've got their house, and their family is safe. Plus, they stocked up on canned food before the storm so they wouldn't go hungry. Still, it was distressing.
This amount of rain in this short a period of time was a phenomenon because you just don't expect it.
Was there any point during this flood that you thought, gee, I wish I was back in Alaska where it doesn't rain as much?
You know, there's many times when I wish I was back in Alaska because of the fact that in a community like Juneau, when something like a catastrophe happens, when we had severe snowstorms and people would walk down the path to our house to see if we were okay, to see if we needed firewood, to see if we needed milk or eggs.
She knows a lot of people in Houston and other affected communities are helping their neighbors and anyone else who needs it. She says folks are checking in with each other via social media, but it's just not the same. Southeast Alaska's heavy rain can cause mudslides and rockfalls and other dangerous events. A recent Ketchikan storm caused flooding, and locals spotted salmon swimming across a road. Zimmerman says she and her neighbors get some more dangerous visitors.
Little colonies of fire ants that float around in the water, and then critters also that usually are in the bayou. So it could be gators and snakes, and we had possums running along our fence all night. They were not happy campers.
As floodwaters begin to recede, Houston is mourning its dead and looking for housing, food, and other assistance. Zimmerman knows she and her husband are lucky to still have a home, as well as jobs. She's a public Montessori school teacher, and Watley is a Postal Service letter carrier. They may just have to wait a few days before they can get back to work. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.